Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
The annual Kenai Kai Festival soared into an afternoon of summer fun on Saturday, drawing hundreds to Millennium Square Park. With clear skies, strong winds, and sunshine, colorful kites of all different shapes and sizes decorated the sky. A highlight of this year's event was a kite demonstration by Alaska Kiters, a group of expert flyers from across Alaska who showcased both their skills and a collection of giant, elaborate kites. Kenai Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Best.
And they just seem like this is a hobby that they love more than anything. They just like to get out and fly kites and be outside, which pairs perfectly with, I think, living in Alaska and Parks and Rec.
The festival featured more than just kites. Families enjoyed field games, frozen treats, music, a build-a-kite station, a bubble zone, and various local food trucks. As the summer season begins, Kenai Peninsula communities prepare for various upcoming events, including the Wednesday markets in Soldotna, Homer's Harbor Fest, next month's 4th of July parade in Kenai, and Soldotna's Progress Days. Director Best, reflecting on the season ahead.
Yeah, I think it's really a great community that's making Kenai great and a great place to live.
With more news, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Anchorage police have arrested 23-year-old Wyatt Floater on charges of manslaughter, DUI, and driving without a valid license following a deadly crash early Saturday morning on the Seward Highway. Investigators say Floater was driving a BMW M5 at high speed near mile 92.5 when he lost control and the car overturned, landing on railroad tracks. His passenger, 20-year-old Eamon Johnson, was pronounced dead at the scene. Floater allegedly told officers he'd been drinking and using a dab pen before the crash and looked down at his phone moments before losing control. A blood sample showed his alcohol level was over the legal limit. The crash shut down both directions of the Seward Highway for several hours as the Major Collision Investigation Unit processed the scene. Floater was treated for non-life-threatening injuries before being taken into custody. He appeared in court on Sunday. A fast-moving wildfire in northern British Columbia has forced evacuation alerts and closed a key stretch of the Alaska Highway. The blaze is now over 2,100 acres and is burning out of control about 58 miles west of Fort Nelson. Officials say drought and strong winds pushed flames southeast toward the highway, prompting closures between Highway 77 and Toad River. An evacuation alert has been issued for the Tetsa River area, and travelers are being urged to monitor Drive BC and Emergency Info BC for updates. A short section of the highway reopened to single-lane traffic Monday night, but delays remain likely. With no detours available, local campgrounds and RV parks are seeing a surge in stranded travelers. Air quality alerts are also in effect across the region. Nick Sorrell, KSRM News.
A federal agency is ordering a job training center in Palmer to close. The U.S. Department of Labor has ordered the Dong Young Alaska Job Corps Center to close by the end of the month. The Job Corps Center in Palmer is among more than 100 across the country that are closing due to an operations pause ordered by the agency. Next year's proposed federal budget does not include funding for Job Corps. A statement from the Department of Labor said Job Corps operated at a $140 million deficit in 2024 and is expected to operate at a $213 million deficit in 2025. A woman is dead after being hit by a car while walking in Anchorage. The Anchorage Police Department says the woman was struck near Benson Boulevard and C Street late yesterday morning. She was taken to a hospital where she died. An investigation into the crash is ongoing. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Wednesday. This is KSRM News.